Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Melinda Zarate with Emboldened Heart here today. And here we are on a new moon in January, the first new moon in 2020. And as you all know, I am really very much aware and constantly communicating my awareness of the metamorphosis that we are all in right now. It's just incredible. This new year, it started off for me very softly for a couple of days. And then I became emotional, and then whammy. The Pluto destroyer energy showed up in a huge way, in a really unexpected way, and caused a big disruption in my business for about a week and a half. It was just, it was so interesting. But it ended up being a huge lesson and a huge spiritual experience that I needed to have happen. So I won't go into the gnarly details, but things have sorted out. It looks like all will be well, but it was pretty messy. And it had to do with people being out of integrity as they try to conduct business, and I got caught up in it without realizing that I had stepped into a hornet's nest. But life goes on. We learn. And I have a whole new template now for how I'm going to be doing some of the work that I do. So that's a good thing. Things are much better organized as a result of that experience. So one of the things that I want to share with you has to do with the new moon specifically. And then we're going to talk about this particular new moon and why it is so significant and how we can use the energy of it in a really productive, creative, and powerful way. So today's new moon in Aquarius marks the completion that births humanity into a radical reconstruction phase as we move into a new decade and really a new template for the Earth. And yes, it does look pretty messy and pretty gnarly and pretty disorganized and chaotic out there. But that is because we're still shaking out. It's part of what needs to happen. So there's a lot going on. There's a lot we can do. There's a lot to prepare for. So this new moon is the day that you can plant your seeds of creation. It's time to really begin to plant seeds for what you want in your life. And I'm not real big on making lists of New Year's resolutions. I'm much more about setting intentions and direction, setting a course, an energetic course, for the experiences, the energetic experiences that I want to experience in this new year and this new decade, this new month, new year, new decade, and going forward. And the reason I like to work with the energetics of what I want is that the anything concrete has to come from the energetic arena first anyway. So I would rather tap in and invoke the energetics to move in the direction that I want. It's lighter. It isn't as dense as trying to, you know, manifest a new love life or manifest a brand new car or manifest a new home or a brand new job or a new place to live. Those are more dense. And if we work with the energy first, it's so much more elegant and it's certainly more interesting. And we don't feel as pressure. It doesn't feel as much of a dense kind of like trying to move a mountain. So work with this new moon. It symbolizes new beginnings. It's a good time to begin to reflect on old goals that maybe haven't manifested and look at them with a new approach, with an energy approach. This is really kind of a magical time and a perfect opportunity to start anew. So harness the energy of the new moon to help you fulfill your vision and bring forward what it is that you are longing for. And it could be more vitality. It could be more prosperity. It could be more peace. It could be more connection, more creativity. It could be more understanding or more fun. It could be more opportunities. It could be more divinity, more spirituality, more ingenuity, more insight. All of those are energetic templates that we all understand, and they are high vibration. So using your mind and the intention of your heart, the feeling, just longing for these things is enormously powerful, and it's going to make a huge difference for you. So I'm going to share with you some information that comes from some of my favorite people that I follow. One is Mystic Mama. I always like to check in with her her website around the new moon and the full moon period. And the theme for January 2020 is, if not now, when? And wow, that is so true. And we've entered a new year and a new decade with new energies and a different signature than all of the cycles of our past. And it feels different. This new year kind of has been bringing some despair, but yet at the same time, it's bringing hope. And I think we all have a feeling that we, quote, have our work cut out for us. And this comes from Lena Stevens from thepowerpath.com. And she says, work is really the operative word. Those not willing to work hard this year will be in the camp of despair more than those that do choose to step in and do the work. And this can be work on all levels. It can be the spiritual work. It could be the physical work. I know for me, I've made some decisions to change my diet and to just make things lighter, lighten up my diet and my schedule a bit. And this year, according to Lena Stevens, most of this year will be more intellectual and less emotional. But it's not a time for endless discussion and debate. It's instead a time for choice, action, and change. So there's kind of a ruthless quality to this month as we set ourselves up for the coming times, requiring good boundaries. And that's part of the work, setting good boundaries. Also, the courage to face the truth. More work, courage, facing the truth. And the discipline to do it now, discipline. That has really been a key theme since the year began. And we can do it. We can do it willingly, or we can do it kicking and screaming, and it will beat us into submission. I kind of had that happen with this recent issue that came up for me around a business transaction that just went haywire. You know, and I had a lot of emotions that showed up, but I just had to act. I had to take care of it immediately. And then I could deal with my anger and frustration and disappointment. I was really disappointed because I thought it was legitimate. I thought it was going to work out and be a really, you know, a fun, interesting, worthwhile thing. And it just wasn't. So boom, boom, it hit me. So if not now, when? The time is up for just playing around, goofing off, sort of doing things, sort of making plans, sort of setting intentions. So if you've been sort of thinking about a change, now is the time to implement it, make that commitment, and do it now. Because 2020 is a warrior year. Yes, I said the word warrior. All of us are being called to step up and be strong warriors for ourselves, for each other, for our dreams, for our planet, for our governments, for each other, for humanity, for the environment. 2020 is a warrior year. Physical and grounded, very conducive to cleaning up messes, personal and global messes, and it's conducive to taking care of your own environment, your physical and emotional body, and just being responsible for your daily actions and consequences. You have to do it. So again, if not now, when? So we're beginning to see some of the results of the deconstructive energy of last month, that big Pluto energy that started to line up and then just came in right at the end and the beginning of the year. So we're seeing it. We're looking out and seeing it. We'll be witnessing the dissolving of many structures that we relied on in the past, perhaps physical and non-physical. So I'm hearing a lot of discussions about what's happening with religion, that people are really walking away from religions that have, you know, a monotheistic outer level god or goddess. And people are, they're taking their power back, becoming warriors for their own spirits. So it's important to be proactive rather than reactive and to keep your focus on your own loving goals, your own intentions, and your own choices for yourself, your mind-body-spirit connection. That is how the metamorphosis is happening. It is through that mind-body-spirit connection. So just know that you can make great progress if you set yourself up right from the beginning of the year. Just show the universe that you're serious about your intention and that you will take action. And it's also a good time to reflect on why you haven't taken action on something that you previously said you wanted. Look at that. Maybe what you thought you wanted is still valid, but it's time to approach it from a whole new perspective, a whole new direction, and a whole new strength, warrior style. So just look this all kind of in the face. Look at what's going on. Look at your thoughts, your life, and recognize that this is a powerful and beautiful time for you to make some major, beautiful, powerful, and lasting changes. So just look at those things that you want. Don't be surprised if there are some old patterns that surface, if some of the old beliefs are still kind of hanging in there, and there may be some residual of old emotional wounds that surface. And that's because they are ready, they're there to be cleared for good. So you can move on and seize the day. Again, if not now, when? So just look at what you are really longing for. Feel into it with your heart. Ask your soul for guidance. Your heart is the messenger of your soul. As long as you are in this body, work with your heart. Embolden your heart in a warrior-like way. Stand for what you want. Stand for those values, those energetic templates that you want. And also don't be reluctant to address the hope and the despair aspects of this time frame. We begin anything with potential and possibilities. It's a neutral place. So if you're feeling anxious or you're feeling some despair, just name it. Look at it, name it. And say, look, I don't want to dwell in you. I don't want to dwell in the energy of you. I want to lift myself up. I want to be motivated by the excitement of what could be with my heart's desires, with my positive attitudes, with my invocation, with my loving action, my loving practices, my daily practices. So important. The key is keeping your vibration high by eliminating or limiting lower frequency situations, people, exposure, and experiences from your life. Because as much as we often want to, we cannot bring others along. Certainly not if they're in reverse gear and kind of dragging you with them. Just let them be. You may need to cut them loose, but let them be. Bless them and leave them be. It's really an inspiring time for asking for what you want, asking your heart and your soul to show you what's next. And then take the next step. That is the best way to act on your desires and your commitments. Even small actions and baby steps are going to be acknowledged by spirit and supported by your allies in the physical and in the non-physical realm. So do it now. If not now, when? So just take a moment and settle in. Take a nice deep breath and just focus on your heart. If you want, place your hands on your heart. If you're able to close your eyes, do so. And just breathe. Imagine your breath is actually coming right in through your chest, right through your heart. That you are breathing your heart and just allow your mind to still for just a moment. Allow your mind to still, knowing that you are in the process of transformation. You are in the process of change of your form or nature into a completely different one, a new one, by natural and supernatural means, feeling into your heart, knowing that a metamorphosis is occurring within you and outside of you right now. This is a powerful and beautiful and potent time of enormous transformation. Feeling the gratitude for this exciting, inspiring and amazing time. Feeling the gratitude, loving yourself, feeling very strong, feeling very clear, stepping in to your own strength, your own courage, your own knowing your metamorphosis. So just continue to sit with this for just a few moments, acknowledging the new moon energy, the new month, the new you, the new decade, the new planet, acknowledging with gratitude, acknowledging your strength, your participation, your showing up. You're deciding to be here now, right now. Breathing that in. Honoring your heart. Honoring yourself. Honoring your soul. Honoring your strength. Honoring your intelligence, your feelings, honoring your body, honoring your thoughts, your creativity, your activity, honoring you in the new state of being, in the process of metamorphosis, knowing that this is all lining up to allow you to fly, to allow you to take off. So just continue to breathe, blessing yourself with your breath, knowing that we are in the new, in the new, knowing that this is good, knowing that this is great, knowing that this is you. So just reflect on that and bring in this beautiful new moon energy to set the course for the direction that you are inspired to go as you take your next steps in the now and going forward. Blessings to each one of you. Thank you for listening. Until next time, namaste.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye for now.